Well, we read there in 1 Kings 16:26 that the likes of Omri and Jeroboam provoked Yahweh God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Obviously, it's idols that are in view. But vanities means just that, vanities. And I think that God gets mad, that's what it says, he was provoked to anger by the fact that they were giving themselves to vanities when they should have been giving themselves to him. Now, we are surrounded by vanities. As human beings in the last 100 years or so, a couple hundred years really, have made their lives somewhat easier, they have try to avoid having to slog away in the sweat of your face for quite so long, and life therefore has had more free time for many people than it has had in previous generations. But what does human nature do with that freer time, that greater amount of free time? It wastes it on vanities, and that's what's happened. And particularly the generation that have arisen with screens, the whole nature of living on screens is that your life can be consumed with vanity. Absolute vanity, petty curiosity, and fulfilling that petty curiosity, especially social media. There's a huge wasting of time going on, watching things, being entertained, glued to somebody else telling you their particular take on something. And this is all vanity, absolute vanity. The Old Testament warning that vanity provokes God to wrath was never more relevant than for our generation. And we really must take this seriously, because God has called us to be his people. And if we're just frittering our lives away, as the majority of people fritter their lives away on vanity, absolute vanity, watching rubbish, reading absolute rubbish novels, etc., when they could instead be reading God's word and having his word inside them rather than all the vain thoughts and thought tracks and thought processes that are provoked by things like novels and movies and so forth. Well, I'm afraid we are provoking God to anger, to wrath. That's what we just read. And we've got to give his word its due weight. The other thing that I think is worth pointing out about idols is that they are often called images. And that's just what they mean, images. Now, an image is, again, the great problem of the screen generation that we live in, that people are continually visually assaulted by images of one sort or another. And people get quite addicted to this. And image becomes so important. What pictures you put up on your social media, the image that you cut. And we are continually having images put before us of various things. And of course, images are very powerful. And those images take lodgment in our hearts. Those images are very hard to get out of our hearts. And again, this can be the basis of idolatry. And as I say, idolatry in Old Testament times was a question of images. And you may remember that in Ezekiel's time, he finds that they have engraved the images of idolatrous things on the walls of the temple. This is the danger, that we mix images, that we, as it were, silhouette the images of the flesh upon those of the spirit. And this is not the way to go. God wants our hearts. My son, give me your heart. That was the verse that my Bible fell open at when I was baptized many years ago now. And that's what I commend to you. My son, give me your heart. And as we've just read, don't give it to vanities.